There are no African villages in the Transkei that you can call villages, only scattered groups or long lines of rondavels, belonging to individual families strung out along the ridges, nearly always along the crests of the ridges, and very rarely below or in the folds of the hills. They're beautifully built, these rondavels, solidly and symmetrically constructed of unburnt bricks, plastered walls, and smoothly thatched. The doors and small round windows are outlined with broad bands of white against the grey or ochre red walls, and the circular cattle kraals with their great surrounding hedges of red flowering aloes or euphorbias are as stylized and elegant as the huts, and one might say, as the owners of the huts. Everything gives an impression of neatness and tidiness. For some mysterious reason, there is never, or hardly ever, any litter to be seen around at Khoza hut. The grassy slopes always look as if they'd just had a lawnmower over them, the sheep, of course. And up and down these slopes, in and about the houses, sitting in the lee of the cattle kraals, silhouetted up against the skyline, are the people. Gracefully and brilliantly dressed, leisurely and slow in their movements, as if all the time in the world was theirs, and it is.
The music that you have just heard was a mshlalo, a ceremonial song used to introduce a party or function. This particular one was sung to us by a group of old Xaleka folk near Willowvale. Their home was out on a sunny ridge, and although it was a cold day with a bleak wind blowing, they all seemed to be enjoying themselves out in the sunshine. Nearby grazed a party of ponies, saddled and bridled. They belonged to various friends who had ridden over the downs to come and join the party. A group of small black pigs wandered about, very busily. Two small lambs nearby mistook a pony for their mother and followed it about, bleating. An elderly man rose, stalked them, caught each by a hind leg with a lightning dive, and dropped them over the hedge into the kraal. And then he returned to his pipe and his beer. In other words, a typical Transkei scene.